This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the national conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs is organizing the conclave under the vision of Viksit Bharat. The conclave is being held in conjunction with PM Janman and Dharti Aba Abhiyan. The conclave will focus on Tribal Village Vision 2030 from ideas to implementation. A key highlight of the event will be conceptualizing Tribal Village Vision 2030 aimed at finalizing policy inputs, implementation frameworks and project execution strategies emerging from nationwide consultations with tribal communities based on over 50,000 village action plans. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections will end today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 121 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on November 6. Districts covered in first phase include Patna, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj and Bhojpur. The scrutiny of nominations will be held tomorrow and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is October 20. Being the final day for filing nominations in the first phase, a large crowd of candidates is expected today at the nomination offices. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will reshuffle his cabinet today. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar at 11:30 a.m. this morning. Governor Acharya Devrat will administer the oath of office and secrecy to the ministers. All 16 Gujarat ministers submitted their resignations to the Chief Minister yesterday ahead of the cabinet reshuffle. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India is closely monitoring the situation between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "It is clear that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities." He said, "It is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures." The spokesperson said, "India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan."
We are closely monitoring the situation. Three things are clear. One, that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. Two, it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. And three, Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will unveil the first Tejas LCA Mk1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited's new Nashik production line today. During the event, the Defence Minister will also inaugurate a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. The production will enhance the overall strength and capability of the IAF. The facility was established with an investment of more than 150 crore rupees, which will add 8 more jets on a yearly basis, enhancing HAL's production capacity to 24 aircrafts annually. The LCA Mk1A is a more advanced multi-role fighter jet designed to replace Indian Air Force's MiG-21s. The 8th National Nutrition Mission will conclude today with a grand event in Dehradun, the capital of Uttarakhand. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur will attend this as the chief guest. Speaking to Akashwani News upon her arrival in Dehradun yesterday, the Union Minister said that the mission has proven to be a milestone in strengthening the resolve of a Suposhit Bharat, Swasth Bharat. Launched in 2018, the mission has conducted over 140 crore activities till date, including more than 20 crore programs held during this year's Nutrition Month alone. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has filed a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's $1 lakh on fee on new H-1B visas for highly skilled foreign workers. The chamber stated that the fee will force businesses that rely on the H-1B program to choose between dramatically increasing their labor costs or hiring fewer highly skilled workers. In Denmark Open Badminton Tournament, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen is set to face Alex Lanier of France in the quarterfinals this afternoon. The match will begin at 5:10 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.